styles. Felicia has blessed me with being able to introduce the next person up. And she's already embarrassed because I talk about her all the time. But Amita has been my helpmate and my wife for 27 years now. We've been married. And I've had the privilege of watching her come up. Of watching her grow in the many gifts that the Lord has given her. She has a very powerful prophetic anointing and the calling in the heart of a mother. So when she talks, that's how she talks to us. And she just ministers to us out of a heart of love that just comes from a lot of experience and a lot of pain that comes from being married to one with a call like me. She has been through the fires and she has learned so much from the Lord. So you will be blessed with what the Lord has for her.
No food.
Still on. Yeah. Well, I have a lot of stuff here. Okay. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. Bowing our knees with an open heart. And Lord, we ask that as you have done, open the heavens over here, Lord. Lord, you know each and every one of us individually as your sons and daughters. And Lord, I ask that you would open our hearts to receive the revelation, Lord. Whatever may it be, Lord, we bring ourselves under the authority of Holy Spirit. And Lord, I just ask that you would speak. In Jesus' name. So, I have to keep this up a second.
Stand?
No, I'm good. This whole year, the Lord has been impressing on my heart how to go more and more, grow in Him each day. January, the last couple of years, I'm a dreamer, by the way. So the Lord gives me dreams. And like any believer, I'm growing as well. And so I stopped dreaming last year because I wasn't faithful in praying it through. And so this year, the Lord, I went to him and I said, Lord, I want to be trusted with your heart and start giving me dreams. And so he is beginning to give me dreams to pray it in. And this is what's impressing on my heart is to walk in the Spirit. How to do it? What does it look like in daily life, day-to-day life? You hear on Sundays, you hear when you go to the meetings, prayer meetings, but how do you walk alongside with Holy Spirit when you're home cooking dinner, when you're home and your adult child is there or your husband is there, and how do we bring ourselves, usher in his presence as well as live among believers? And so what he was impressing is my walking in the Spirit, what should it look like? And the Lord said, it should be normal for you. And I'm like, okay. Okay, Lord. And the Lord just impressed Christ, Jesus Christ. And I began to read Book of Matthew. I began to read James, how to walk. And what I saw was Jesus did it. Jesus did it. He came fully man and he did it. He walked in our shoes. He became like us. And so what Romans 8, that's what the Lord gave me, and I know everybody's and Bob and I did not compare notes, so this is something from the Lord. But Romans 8, the Lord impressed me. And somebody, I was listening, beginning of the year, I was listening to someone teach, and they said, if the Bible is the ring, Romans is the diamond, and chapter 8 is the sparkle in that diamond. And I'm like, okay, Lord. So as I was reading, the Lord just said, you know, Jesus said, what does Jesus say in John 5:19? Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. Therefore, our desire should be Father's desire. Jesus set this example. As Christians, then our desire should come under the Lordship of Christ. Our desire should be Father's desires. And so what the Lord was showing me was Romans from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then 8. And what I notice is 7 says I, right? Chapter 7. Who are we? Oh, I am, you know, there is a war, is a law of sin, it's me. And boom, 8. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do in that was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. And so I think that's what we all struggle. What is the sinful nature, where it comes from? I struggle, you know, our natural desires come forth, and we live by our natural desires sometimes. Like Felicia was saying, there are times where the Lord says, do this, and I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Go here, and I don't go. And I miss the sale. Because the Lord is in the little things that we do not know. For me, that touches me a lot. I know the Lord is in big things, but he also takes care of us in the little things. He wants us to walk in his desires even in the little things. And so we have to, the Lord said, in order for you to walk victoriously is when you change your mindset. Change your mindset. And I said, okay, Lord, what is that? How do we change our mindset? Romans 8, verse 9. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, and yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And so we need to have the Spirit of Christ in it. And what is the Spirit of Christ? It's what Father does. We have to have that perspective. We have to have that mindset. We have to have the renewed mind. What is the renewed mind? It's not that we're going from saying, Father, I see this on earth, can you do it in heaven? It's never like that. His kingdom is always upside down kingdom. His kingdom is always heaven, earth. It's always heaven, earth. And so it's mandatory. It is mandatory for us to say Matthew 6:10, where it says, your kingdom come, your will be done as it is in heaven, it's on earth. So this is what I've been, the Lord has been showing, how to pray, how to walk daily. I come, I am renewed. Romans 8, it says we are renewed, we are in Christ, we are hidden in Christ. We fellowship with Christ. That's another thing that we do not understand. What is fellowshipping with Christ? What do we do when we fellowship with each other? What do we share? Love. We share love, food, tears, hugs. I mean, fellowship is, it's 360. And so when we fellowship with Christ, we cannot have any part of our life hidden and say, I'm comfortable to share with you this part of my life, but when it comes to my clothing, don't come and tell me how to spend my money. When I go to the store and I want cookies or ice cream, don't tell me I'm gonna buy that ice cream. We don't walk in the Spirit every day. We don't go before the Lord and say, where you want me to go? And this is what the Lord has been impressing on my heart, how to fellowship with Him every day. It's to come in the morning, before even I get out of the bed, and I say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to wear? What do you want me to cook? Because I asked my husband and my daughter, what do you want to eat? I don't know. And so, what do you want? Who do you want me to speak to? Bring those people. Who do you want me to pray for? And as we walk that out, the Lord changes our mindset. The Lord puts His thoughts for that person. Maybe it's family, or it's your kids, or it's your neighbor. He puts the thoughts, His thoughts about them in us. And so we pray that out. We are dead. Doesn't Galatians 2:20 say? We are dead. We no longer live, but Christ lives in us. So we're crucified. Thank you, Jesus, because I can't do it on my own. We are crucified with Him, and in Him, He lives in us. And so every part of our life has to be coming under the Lordship of Christ every day. Pick up your cross. Pick up your cross. The Lord always said, pick up your cross today. Not yesterday. You don't go and eat a meal and say, I'm never going to eat the meal again. Oh, I'm full. No, you go back and you eat. You never walk with someone, become friends, and you say, I don't need you. No. It's every single day walking. And so, as we walk more and more, the Lord renews our mind. Now, there are enemies, they're active. When we're active and we're walking in the Spirit, the enemy is active too. He don't like it. So what does he do? He comes and accuses us. And that's where there is that warfare going on in us. There is that battle. And that's where Romans 1 says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And so we have to learn how to fight back. How do we fight back? This is what I've been doing it. I'm saying it. There's no condemnation. I don't live anymore. Amita don't live anymore. It's Christ. So you want to battle? Go to Christ. Go to the cross. Because I don't live anymore. I come under the Lordship of Christ. Romans 12. Let's go to Romans 12. Romans 12, 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. The living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Only Christ could do that. Only Christ can fulfill that. It's not us. It's Christ in us fulfilling that. Is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And so that's what that is what transform. I looked it up. Transform. It's a verb, so it's continuous doing. Dramatic change in the form or appearance or character. Character. Think about it. In this world, do we focus on our character, or we have two faces, one at home and one when people are around? Character. So we have to be transformed, and through Christ, we can be transformed. It's a continuous process. It's a walking in the Spirit. And prayer is the communion in this walk. The Lord is, He shows me pictures. And so He showed me this picture about me sitting and Googling. And the Lord said, "You see this?" And I said, "Okay, Google, YouTube, all right, this world." And the Lord said, "My people, my bride is Googling. There is a difference between looking it up and watching something that you don't have any kind of relationship." And so you cannot Google, my daughter cannot Google and say, "What is my mother's favorite color?" It's only when you sit with me and you find out what I like and what you don't like. And so the Lord said, there's so many believers, my bride is Googling. They're going to YouTube and trying to do ministry because it's form. And the Lord said, "No. Come sit with me. Come sit with me." And I'm never able to forget the picture that He gave me 15 years ago, where I always picture Him waiting for me. And on a bench by a lake, or I've never been able to get rid of that picture in my mind. And that's what comes up. He waits for us. He waits for us. That is what all the cross is about. We wait now. He's waiting. Are we waiting, or are we just doing Googling? Are we going fast? Are we getting trained by the Holy Spirit? Are we getting walk by the Holy Spirit? Are we walking with Him? Or are we just finding out and just talking, repeating? Is it our experiences with the Lord? Now as we do that, we get stretched. When our hearts align with His heart, and our thoughts become his thoughts becomes our thought, this process stretches us. It changes us. And what does John 15, if you look at John 15, 5, we're being pruned. Let's look it up. John 15, yeah, 6. Five, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit." Whoa. "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Nothing. It's continuing existing. It stretches us. How does it stretch us? Is when we do, are we doing it in our own strength? Or are we depending on? You can do nothing. For a believer, nothing is zero. Zero. It's always through Christ that we are walking. We have to be remain. We have to be willing to be pruned. That's painful. That is painful, to be pruned. And it takes time. Stretching hurts. It takes time, but that's part of dying on the cross, that Christ living in us. I want to give you an example. When we were in India, this was 1996. At that time my daughter was 9 months old, and everybody told us you can't go. You know, it's 9 months. You know, you want to have all the diseases. And we said yes. But when we just said yes out of obedience, because we didn't even have money for the ticket, okay? Come June, we had to raise money to go in August. And the Lord brought our tickets in, and we were able to get on the plane August 29th, and we were in India for 2 years. We didn't know, we just said our weak yes. We didn't know what was happening. We didn't even know at that time where we were going to stay. And out of obedience, the Lord changed us. You know, we came from, like Bob was saying, we came from a Baptist church. But the Lord really was opening our eyes to a lot of spiritual things that we didn't talk about. And when we were in India, we got stretched. We got stretched. We didn't know anyone. We were in places. We had no idea. There are times where our cars would stop, like rental, somebody would rent, and we didn't know where we were going. The only thing that we could do is, God, you know what's going on. You come and you intervene, and we let go. And when we did that, we let go, God broke through in. It was like an open heavens. And it was, it's God thing. I can't say it was us. I mean, it was a God thing. I could tell you stories, but we don't have time. It was the dependence on the Lord. And the more we were dependent on the Lord, He became our only friend. He was our sustenance. We didn't have anyone. We were alone serving there. There were no missions. We were serving there alone. And I remember going to bed with my daughter, crying because my family was here. I had no one. And the only one I could talk to was Him. And He became our friend. And so that's what the stretching does. Now in physical, my parents were ready to come and open and buy, and you know, so we didn't have to go. But there were moments when I said, Lord, I can't do this. We couldn't find a house. I couldn't stay with the people that we were staying in. There was black magic everywhere. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I said, Lord, please, before 2 weeks, get us a house. Within 4 days, the Lord provided a house for us. It was an apartment. And it was for cheaper than what we expected. Amen. Only God could do that. We didn't know anyone. We didn't know the person who opened their home. It was only a God thing. But He had already ordained those steps. It's just He wants us to walk in obedience. We learn how to hear the voice. And so that is what the Lord was pressing on my heart today, was that, are we willing to listen to His heart? Like Jesus listened to Father, are we willing to listen to His heart? Do we pray in reaction, or do we respond to Father's heart? Because Jesus didn't react to the darkness. He didn't react to it, but He lived in response of the Father's heart. And so how do we hear the heart of God? How do we hear the heart of God? That's what I've been learning as well, and I think we are all know the Lord. And so I think the Lord is beckoning us at this time to see how to hear the voice of God. It's the waiting. He already has given revelation for us. We don't have to sit there and say, oh, please. It's already there. It's that we have to tap into His heart. We have to wait. Cultivating intimacy with Christ every single day. Every single day. And one of the things that the Lord showed me was walking in the Spirit and how do I do it. And it's like having someone with you and you just walk ahead and they're back there. Are we mindful of that? Do we do that? Do we do to our friends? Do we walk with our friends or we walk ahead of our friends? Do we walk with our loved ones or we walk ahead of our loved ones? And Holy Spirit was convicting my heart and say, hey, slow down.
Amen.
Slow down. It was my understanding. Looking for a job for a year now, people who know me. I've been looking for a job. And no, it doesn't have. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you know I have needs, you know. But He's teaching me. And He's like, it's time for you to come. Slow down. Wait, slow down. I have everything for you in me. And so I had to back up, you know. So that's like a training process. That's like a everyday walk for us. So how do we do this? How do we learn how to walk in the Spirit in response to prayer? And what I got was King David. Man after God's heart. Did he come like that from day one? Was he man after God's heart from day one? What did he do? He was a shepherd. He would go out there. He had fellowship with the Lord. He watched the sheep. But in that phase of his life, he killed lions and bears. That was his training ground for Goliath. What we cultivate in our secret place with Christ is what will jut us out into the purpose of God. What we create, cultivate it, when we are on one, is what's going to jut out. When we sit and we just ask for revelation, we say, okay, Lord, I'm here, I'm waiting. And now, I'll tell you this. When I come before the Lord the first time, what do you do first thing? Lord, I have this. Can I pray for my daughter? We need this. And it's okay. Don't feel guilty about that. The Lord knows. You thought it. He knows it. So let it all out. Speak it all out. Get all of your heart empty of all of the requests. Get it all out. You have unsaved? Yes. Pray. Lord, I want them to come to know the Lord. Get it all out. But then when you're done, sit quiet before the Lord and wait. What is your heart on this? I'm going to wait. 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 And it takes discipline. And only Christ in us could do this. We will never be able to do it because sinful nature rises again. But it's Spirit, Holy Spirit within us that helps us to be still and wait on Him. That is the knowing His heart. And then when that revelation comes, when He gives His heart to us, that revelation comes, there is a shift. There is a shift where everything changes. Your outlook changes. The circumstance changes. Why? Because you prayed Father's heart. And the revelation was released through that prayer. He was able to release that revelation out of our mouth, and we pray it out, and it's let loose on the earth. And it does not go void because it's His words and it's His heart. And so what really touched me, even all of these things that the Lord has been showing, was what He did, how He walked on this earth. He's done it all. Even He walks, He was doing miracles. And there's that woman comes and touches the hem of His garment. He knew that. Now the Lord said we would do greater things than that. So why is not church operating in that? We can't even say, oh, somebody touched me and got healed. And I know healing is a touchy subject, but it's His heart. Okay? That's His heart, that if He chooses to heal, He will heal. That's the Holy Spirit in us. Holy Spirit that comes in us, it becomes us. And so that's what the Lord, I've been walking into it, and I feel like the Lord in this season, the Lord is saying, my bride, put away your eyes, put away your burden in front of me. And one of the things that the Lord showed was, I keep getting dreams this year, 11-11, I ask. We've been praying into it, 11-11. What is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? And the Lord said, I am preparing my bride to let go of the things like disciples did. What did He say in Matthew, Mark? I said, only look. That's it. And so He's preparing His bride, willing to let go all of the eyes and all of the baggages, and come with Him. And as we all come, we put our eyes, quote unquote, eye down, He will be able to move in a corporate way. He will be able to, we pray as corporately, and guess what? The atmosphere shifts, you know? We pray, rend the heavens. What is rending the heavens? It's like a violent act. It opens up, you know? What would open up the heavens is when our heart partners with Father's heart. That's right. And when our heart conforms, becomes Father's heart. It's not our heart. And so I feel like since all of us are, we know the Lord, that we need to come corporately before the Lord and just come before the altar. And if you could do it on your seat or altar, just come and let's just put our eyes, put all our things before the Lord and say, Lord, here it is. I'm going to lay it down at the cross. I'm going to crucify myself on the cross. Identify myself with Christ so You may live in me. The Holy Spirit will live in me. And so I as a corporate, I know we do it individually, but I feel like the Lord is really urging us to come together and just come and just contend for His heart, to come and say, I lay down. And so if you feel free, if you want to come up front, if you want to sit in the seat, but let's just contend after His heart and put down our desires. Mm-hmm.